There's no formula for having a great marriage, but there are ways that you can encourage and accept your spouse that will improve your relationship. This is John Fuller, and on a recent Focus on the Family broadcast, Jim Daly and I learned more from Kathy Lipp. She wrote the book, Happy Habits for Every Couple.
Kathy, in your book, you talk about the difference between math and history. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a concept I borrowed from my friend Sherry Gregory, who has very honestly talked about how different she and her husband are. And she went into marriage thinking, okay, if we just do this and this, we'll get this outcome.
So A plus B equals C.
Exactly. And so she talks about how she treated her husband that way. Well, if you do this and do this, you should have this outcome. And what she needed to do instead, her darling husband, she needed to accept who he was, not try to change, you know, to get him over to her side and say, well, this is logically how it would happen, but to say, this is who Daniel is. This is what his history is. This is who he is, and to accept that. And what she talks about is accepting history. You don't go back and try to change history. You just say, this is exactly what it is. So knowing who Daniel is, what he loves, what makes him tick, instead of trying to change who he is, has made her marriage a much happier place to be.
I like that. What it describes is intimacy.
Exactly.
Emotionally, to be able to pull together and to have an interest in your spouse.
Yeah, and I think that we come into our marriages with our own experiences. We see our parents and we think that that's how everybody else behaves. And until we're actually in the marriage and we say, okay, that family was very, very different in how they operated than our family. We have to be able to accept those differences and then create the kind of family that we want to have.